This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
I will never get duped again.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The
Game. Oh, boy.
Evan, sticking it to you early.
Yeah.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Yeah. I'm surprised we're in here.
Why?
We got the skeleton crew in here today. No Willard. No Shasky.
I think.
No Boss.
Yay.
He's at DMV getting a real ID.
I think we know the Grinders at this station. I got to tell you something.
Grinders, you're great.
I got to tell you something. I am inspired today by one Sam Lubman.
And you haven't shared this with me.
You know, I got to tell you something. I realized listening to Sam today that I've changed a little bit, I guess. And as it relates to the Warriors, I'm listening to Spadoni talk about action.
Spadone.
And I'm listening to Sam Lubman doing a great Howard Cosell impression of telling it like it is.
Hey,
and I thought, you know what? I think Lubman's right. We got trouble brewing here, Goo.
In regard to?
We're 4 days in to free agency, the Warriors the only team that hasn't done anything.
Well, you know what? And I love Sam and those locks, but the bottom line is you sound spoiled. What about Jimmy Butler? We got
doesn't count.
See, and that's you're just doesn't. Like the internet now. We got our toy. We got our toy. Now are we going to keep our young Thundercat? That's what this is about. Why do I feel like he's got the leverage?
Who?
Kuminga.
Bobby Marks differs.
He's got no leverage. I mean, the only leverage he has right now is to sign the qualifying offer at $7.9 million and then try and go out in free agency next offseason here. I mean, you look at the landscape of the league right now. I mean, it took Milwaukee waiving Damian Lillard and paying him $25 million over the next 5 years just to create cap space. Of course, there's the sign-and-trade mechanism here, but that requires cooperation from Golden State as far as what salaries they would want to take back in a deal here. So I think that's, you know, I think there's, if he's going to be on a long-term contract, it's going to be basically on the terms of the Warriors as far as what that number could be. And then what happens with Kuminga dictates what your flexibility is also with what you have, you know, whether it's your tax mid-level exception or maybe you have your full exception here.
All right, and we'll give the point to Bobby. But real quick, Stoney, this is how I look at all of this at the Guru Compute with the Guru Computer. We need Jonathan more than he needs us. That's the rat on the table early brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. I've decided we need him and what he is and what he can be more than he needs us.
That sounds great, but the Warriors did fine without him last year when Jimmy Butler got here.
I'll give you that.
So here was one thing I was thinking about as it relates to the Warriors. And of course I asked, have you watched this Celtics documentary?
I have not.
Evan, have you? No, he hasn't either. Okay.
I told you, I don't watch propaganda.
Wow. And that bothers you.
So a big theme of the Celtics, now they've had a long history, is when they've had a great player or great players, it's the responsibility of the great players to groom someone to be the next great player.
I don't know why I went to incorporate.
No, fine.
Okay.
So now the Celtics, it doesn't mean there aren't gaps here and there, but the Celtics went from Russell to Havlicek to Cowens,
wow,
then Bird, you know, to a lesser extent, Reggie Lewis.
Letty Bias
was supposed to be. Reggie Lewis could have been. Anyway, I just started to think about the Warriors. And it hit me that, and someone might be like, welcome to the party, Stein. Like, they haven't developed, or they don't have, the next. And Steph and Butler and Draymond are almost done. And
wow,
there's no next. And what I'm getting at is, okay, well, who could have been the next?
Oh, boy.
And listen, I'm not talking about the next Steph Curry. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the next iteration of the Warriors and who's going to lead them.
And we botched it.
You had Jordan Poole could have been that guy. Or one, and it doesn't have to be one guy. It just doesn't.
Right.
They had a shot with Kuminga. They had a shot with Poole.
Moody.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at. Moody's not a star. Like, when I go back and look at all these players, young players the Warriors have had over the years, I think it has absolutely been a fact that outside of Jordan Poole, they have not either had a player emerge or allowed a player to emerge. And that's an organizational thing. It's a Draymond and Steph thing. But the only players, the only young players who've ever thrived here in Golden State have been role players. They've been role players.
You're describing Kevon Looney.
And the one guy that they had that was better than a role player was Jordan Poole.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's gone.
Yeah.
And the hope was that Kuminga might be the guy.
We're four years in.
And the thing is, here's what I really think. If Joe Lacob or Steve Kerr, Dunleavy just heard what I had to say, I think they'd say, well, we like Pods. We like Pajemski as the next. And I'm not going to sit here and take shots at Pajemski, but
you can keep it real.
There's a level of player that the Warriors need to pass a baton to, and Pajemski's not there yet. And it's just gotten me to thinking about playing with Steph, Draymond, Clay back in the day, Butler now, when Durant was here, for Steve Kerr. And I'm starting to think it's kind of like that Giants thing where it's not, quote, official that hitters don't want to come here, but hitters don't seem to want to come here. And with the Warriors, I'm not saying players don't want to come here, but what I'm saying is I think there is something with the Warriors where they only appeal to a certain percentage of player. Mm. And if you're not in that percentage of player, you either don't really want to be here or, quite frankly, the Warriors don't want you here.
Okay.
And so where we're at right now is a tenuous point because we're old but we have no star that's young.
Yeah.
And what do we do?
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Well, you can't. Hey, I hear you talking, Stoney. That was great, but let's do it. It's Golden State Warriors on mine all day, every day. Okay? So you sit here and you fought me and you said, I cannot say Tyrese Halliburton, who now is a star / superstar, he could have been the pick instead of James Wiseman. LaMelo Ball, who's got some flash and flair, could have been James Wiseman. But we botched that. So just because the calendar turns and the years, you know, grow or change, it doesn't minimize the failure that was the James Wiseman pick. Because I'm looking right now at some of the great number two picks in the draft, Steiny, and I don't care if you guys don't like this. Kevin Durant, Gary Payton, Alonzo Mourning, Isaiah Thomas, Bob McAdoo, Jason Kidd, Jerry West. Bill Russell, those are the type of guys, and you could say, well, Guru, those dudes weren't in the draft. My point is, we basically got nothing for James Wiseman. And then Jordan Poole, he got decked in the face. But let's not act like he didn't look like, okay, he's not going to be Steph. Nobody's going to be Steph. But damn it, he was holding it down. And when Steph was out, Jordan Poole could get you 25 to 30, and it looked like he could be part of the next. So now we're sitting here with Moody, we're sitting here with Kuminga, and they have not been developed, and now we don't know what to do. But what I'm not going to do on the day before 4th of July, Steiny, is cry in my beer. I'm going to put onus on the Warriors front office for not getting it right. You had a gift from the basketball gods with the Wiseman pick. You didn't get it right. You couldn't develop for whatever reason. Jonathan Kuminga, Jordan Poole got decked. Nobody got suspended. And that guy that decked him is still here. And now he's running on fumes, I believe. So when I look at what and I listen to what you say, it's real. But my point, partner, is they got nobody to blame but themselves.
I'm going to take it a step further. And it's this. Had the Warriors drafted LaMelo Ball or Halliburton, let's leave Ball aside.
All right.
I want to leave Ball aside because there's too much going on with him particularly. I'm convinced that had the Warriors drafted Tyrese Halliburton, he would absolutely, positively not be the player he is now.
So what is that? What are you saying? Why?
Because when they drafted Wiseman, they still had Clay. Poole was still on this roster, and Steph Curry. And you can't tell me, after watching the Warriors' MO for the last 10, 12 years under Steve Kerr, that there would have been a runway for Halliburton with those three guys in front of him. I don't think there would have been, the more I think about it. And so part of the issue is that as long as you've had the Durants, the Stephs, you preempted yourself from having anyone emerge. And I think there's two things going on here. One is, I'm not sure the organization would ever, how do you emerge when everything is catered toward the champions? I don't know.
I know we're up against it, but that's why, and you're real quick, Steiny, to that point, I know the Warriors the last 3 years have not been in the finals. And some could say not a championship contender, but it's why I give Pods all the credit in the world. He still is dealing with that, but maybe it's because they're all older, but he's emerged to the degree he can emerge. You know what I mean? He's not a Halliburton, but damn, if he was, he's took the bull by the horns and said, okay, you guys be you. I'm still going to shine. But what if he was a better player with more gifts? He's figured it out.
And you know what? I would say that the Warriors are okay with a role player emerging.
Damn.
But wow. For whatever reason, a young star has not been able to grow here. 888-957-9570. All that and Jonathan Kuminga still out there. And everything seems to be in a holding pattern right now for the Golden State Warriors. Let's talk about it. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Willard Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, man. Something happened to me yesterday, Steiny, on the way to the car.
It is funny.
I don't want to snitch. Somebody we know, I ran into him walking down Market Street. And Steiny, would you consider you and myself good friends?
I would.
You came to Norm's party. You pulled up. Evan, too. But this is about you. And I had to defend you. But I'm like, no, the show. They go, Goo, I don't like the way Steiny talks to you. But
who
I
said that?
That is, I can't give you the name. But I said to that person, I'd bring something out of them. My excitement on life, it angers him. But he's a good, I defended you.
Oh, thanks.
You hear that and say what?
I hear that and say, I'm not long for this business.
Like, people, I'm okay. Dude, I am the big dog of the show. I let Steiny do that.
Dude.
And he made it. He didn't do me that. Like,
listen, it's wind down time for Steiny. Wind down. By the way, I didn't mention this yesterday. These words actually came out of Guru's mouth. Well, I swear to God, people. He looks at me and says, hey, Steiny, we got a fax machine?
I had to do something for Norm.
Steiny, we got a fax machine? I didn't even know how to answer. I just answered with the truth. I don't think so.
And the salespeople go, I'm a millennial, Goo. I don't use a fax machine.
Yeah, I think I saw one right next to the telephone booth outside.
Dude, what are we doing? I don't know how to do all that. Put it on your phone.
Just print it out and hand it to Norm.
Because they had he said, son, can you fax? He tasked me to fax it. I did fax it. UPS store. Shout out UPS store. But boy, I guess you could fax from your iPhone, too, if you knew how to do it. Anyway,
there's a whole host of things I'll bet we could do.
That
if we
was
knew
provocative
how to do
early
it.
On, man.
What?
Just the Warriors in development. Like, Curry is yearning for somebody to take the throne.
Well, maybe.
Help us out. Like, seriously, well, it's maybe, not because they don't want to.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I think over the years, the Warriors' stars have not been overly accommodating to young players wanting to emerge. What does that mean? It's like when Magic Johnson coached the Lakers for 6 days and said, I can't do it. These guys aren't on my level. I'm not. And I think the Warrior play, I let you, Draymond and Steph, you know, they talk all the time about how they know what championship looks like. And I just feel like if they don't think you look championship, they don't have a ton of time for you.
Wow.
And
I don't know where I'm at on that.
I'm just saying that the guys, the young players who have thrived here have all fit into a role that's no more than simply supporting the big three.
But Evan brought up Looney. He mastered it.
Yeah, as a role player. He mastered being a role player for a great team.
I think Looney would tell us, and he's been a part of the show, that's who I am.
Right. Right.
Like he's going to New Orleans to do what he did here. Keep possessions
alive. To be a role player.
Go Harden.
Why hasn't Kuminga developed into a star? Why wasn't Poole able to develop into a star here?
But Stani, there's responsibility in Kuminga's world too.
Right. Right. And there's responsibility that veterans have to younger players on the team
that
need to figure stuff out.
So when Dre said I hadn't talked to him,
exactly.
That bothered my soul. That did.
Let's go to Tim in Raleigh.
Our man.
North Carolina, Tim. Get us started. Hey, Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Happy fourth, baby.
Hey, Guru, after that beatdown you put on me 2 days ago, man, I had to be careful.
No, Tim, we're family. It wasn't a beatdown because you had some points.
I'm pro Kuminga with you too, man.
That's all.
I know, man. You know I got love. Hey, but look, Stani, you hitting it on the head, man. Remember like 4 years ago I had called you and I said these guys had put like a cocoon around themselves and nobody could get in. And when you think about what you're saying, Stani, it ain't even just Draymond, right? You remember the mouthpiece stepped through in the stands when Poole took the shot, right? He also got popped in the face. Klay had a problem with Poole. Remember Wiseman as a rookie getting cursed out on the camera for everybody to hear about it from Draymond, right? And then look at last year. Oh, the article came out. JK had the nerve to look off Steph. And then we hear about Steph asking for Gee to be in the game instead of JK. Stani, it's a lot of truth to what you're saying, brother. I mean, we've always kind of talked about that. And so, Guru, I'm with Stani on that one. But I wanted to ask y'all a couple of things. Guru, with what you said about JK, Tim Legler agrees with you, man. He said the same thing.
We got the sound, too. We're going to play it.
JK need JK more than he need them. But then I wanted to ask y'all this, because it does seem behind the scenes, it's some teams trying to do some things, but it's what we're hearing, the Warriors don't really want Vucevic. The Warriors don't really want Malik Monk. The New Orleans is trying to do some stuff to get JK there. So it seems behind the scenes that they trying to do some things. How are y'all going to feel, Goo? How are we going to feel if that it is some winners for this guy? But the Warriors may be the one to hold it up and keep this guy held hostage here. I just think we can't. I'm tired of the beatdowns, and I'm tired of them talking out of both sides of their mouth. Let either renounce his rights and let him go, or make something happen and let this man go somewhere. We all thinking that it ain't nobody that want him, and there's some guys that want him. But the Warriors may be the one to not make the deal, guys. So I want to know how y'all feel about that. But, Stani, you hitting it on the head, man. We act like Steph this quiet boy, but Steph ain't ready to relinquish the damn thing yet, Guru. Because behind the scenes, he done kind of done some things, man, to let it be known that these guys need to stay in their place. Mm. It's just kind of been kept low because Draymond is so out there with his. But, yeah, man, if you remember, he got ejected for the game because of Poole taking a damn shot. And then they still win the game. I'm telling you, man, he's done some things behind the scenes to kind of make these young fellas feel a certain type of way. And so, Stani, I agree with you, man, 100%.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate the call.
Happy holiday.
Appreciate it.
I'll say this, because the chef don't need me to defend him. Well, we do know what the chef is about, and I'll throw Dre in that for that matter, Tim. They're trying to win.
Okay, I'll take it a step further. When they had a player here who emerged, went, and he had already emerged, he didn't feel at home. Kevin Durant.
Wow, man. But that was more Kerr. It wasn't, and I like that cocoon. Great movie back in the day.
And you can think that, But this is where I'm not singling out any particular person. I'm talking about the click.
Shout out
Curry,
40.
Clay, Draymond, Kerr, Lacob. Those are the guys who are apparently so demanding that it's hard for a player to come into his own. And somebody said, well, what do you want him to do? You know, they're a dynasty coming to an end.
Yeah. And we got a guest coming up at 11 too, right, yeah. Sonny?
Keith Smith, contributor to Spotrac, and he's on
him.
YouTube at the Front Office, the Front Office show, and he's a cap expert. He's going to be able to tell us why nothing's going on with Jonathan Kuminga at this point. But what I'm getting at is, you know, the Spurs had a big three, and they drafted Kawhi Leonard, and they groomed him to be the next star. You know, I think of the Pistons when Sally and Rodman came, and they were young players, and the Pistons needed that young energy, and they incorporated them.
Yeah,
and I don't know that I see the want to for the Warriors to accept more players into their group, which they hold in such high standards that it's hard for anybody to enter that group.
Now, I'll say this to that, because I think we're talking about Coach Kerr. Steiny, I'm being real, and people are going to come for me. Does Ty Jerome fit? Because I didn't know he could ball the way he could ball. But I can't say he didn't get the opportunity.
Right, he came off the bench, he had a role, and he filled his role-playing obligations with the Golden State Warriors. He wasn't a star. I'm talking about a player who could have emerged, and we're looking at 2028 and saying, you know what? No, is it a championship team? No. But I'll tell you what, we got a couple young players here that we like, and we'll see what they can do. And then if we need a star, we'll talk about it in free agency. Like, the one thing that's always bothered me is people are saying, well, you know, Poole was never going to be Steph Curry. Well, no kidding.
He could be a part of my team.
But if you put together, if you had a core of Kuminga, you like Kuminga, you have Poole sitting there.
Yeah.
Moody's a role player. Now you go into the next ism, and sure, you're going to need more, but at least you have three or four young guys that you believe are willing or are able to take the next step.
Yeah. So, I got to make sure I'm hearing you right or I'm comprehending. That's also on the front office to get those talented guys that fit that module that you're talking about, like Jordan Poole.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. But it's up to the players to accept these guys' flaws, strengths, and everything in between, and try to win. And they did that with Poole before it went awry.
What about Pods? Even though the team's not winning a chip, how did he fit in?
He fit in because he does all the things that the big three don't do. Like, he's a dirty work guard.
Yeah.
Right. That'll get you on the court. But what won't get you on the court is a guy who maybe just scores. I mean, Pods is playing because
I give him all the credit in the world, man.
Right, right. Give him credit for this. You know why Pods is playing? Kerr told you why Pods is playing. He's a connector. That's all he is. He's a connector. That's huge. It's not huge if you're looking for your next big boy player. Like, because it ain't going to be Pods if you view him as a connector. It's not going to be Moody if he's simply out there to bring out the best in other players.
So with that said, where are you at? And I ask you every day, can that change for Kuminga here?
I don't think so. No, I don't think it can.
I like Malik Monk, but that ain't – no, I'm not sacrificing Kuminga, what I believe is on the horizon in his future – For guys like that, man, I'm just not.
Yeah, I think
So do you think
there's too much water under the bridge with Kuminga? Mm. Here's that Legler sound that Tim and Guru referenced.
I think that the Warriors need Jonathan Kuminga more than he needs them. And here's what I mean by that. Mm. Where are the athletes on this team? He does represent an athletic wing. The guy does have something from a skill standpoint and just a physical standpoint they don't have on their roster. I understand he's got warts. I know that. They wish he was a little bit more locked in, like defensively with his concentration. They wish that he was more consistent with his rebounding effort. I get all of that. The guy has played almost 6,000 minutes for the Golden State Warriors, and he's still auditioning. I think at some point you've got to come to the realization it's not going to happen for him in Golden State where he's going to break through. And guess what? It might not happen somewhere else either. But I think Jonathan Kuminga, to find out, I think he needs to go somewhere where he doesn't have such cynicism looking at him all the time,
right,
waiting for the bad habits to crop themselves so he can go back to the bench. That's what I mean by that. They need him. They need the physical specimen that he is. He needs a fresh start somewhere else to see what this guy can actually become in this.
Oh, that's heavy, man. I love half of it, and I hate the other part, but the other part I hate is reality. Maybe he needs a fresh start because Curry and Dre are not retiring after this season.
Yeah, I don't I disagree with Legler that the Warriors need Kuminga more than Kuminga needs the Warriors. I think ideally they both could use each other and help one another, but I think we're seeing the end, it feels like. But every time I think that, I also think, well, they're not giving him away for nothing.
Yeah, and there you go.
And
that's where all hell would break loose if that were to happen.
Well, I don't know if all hell would break loose if that were to happen or if they re-sign him only to trade him and he's not really into being here. Like, as bad as it sounds, and they're not going to let him walk for nothing. I would be shocked unless that opened up the $14 million non-taxpayer exception, and they have another player in mind. But I don't think they're just going to let him go for nothing. That's not really their MO. Let's go to Marvin. Marvin's in San Francisco. Hey, Marvin, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. I love your discussion. You know, this is just a little extra thing. What exactly did Jordan Poole say that caused Draymond to do what he did? I've never heard what he said, but I noticed the reaction of the other players at that time was that, you know, maybe Poole whipped off a little too much about two personal things or something. Anyway, I've never heard that. I don't know if you guys know. Now, what I wanted to say was, when Kerr was asked what Kuminga had to do to play more, he said exactly what you just said. He said he has to rebound, take charges, and dive for loose balls. I mean, that's how disconnected Kerr is from what Kuminga's skills are. Mm. And that is why we don't have player development. Our coach refuses to do so. Kerr has ruined the two best drafts we ever had. Second pick, seventh pick, and eighth pick. None of those players are making it. Tell me another team that had those three high draft picks that could not develop a player and get him to play. Now, Wiseman, people are calling a bust. He wasn't a bust. He was ruined by Kerr. Kerr never played him and then it said disparaging things about him. When he'd do something good, Kerr would criticize it or make little of it. So to me, I think that it's been a case of where we have the wrong coach at the wrong time. I said it before on this station. I'll say it again. They should have hired Mike Brown the year after they won the championship because he can handle young players as well as old players. And he won Coach of the Year the year he went to Sacramento. Yep. So the players that I think they really need now and they could get very cheaply, DeAnthony Melton, who radically changed their offense for the better when he played, and Jerome Wiseman. They need a big. They need a mobile big. He's been in the league for his fifth year now. That's how long it takes for a big to develop. So I think if I'm the Warriors, I'm going to look at him and try and get him from the Pacers.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
I think if the Warriors got Elgin Baylor, Allen Iverson, and Dr. J, Kerr wouldn't play them because they don't dive for loose ball.
I got you, Marvin. Thank you. But he would play them because they're 60, 59, and 49.
Yeah. But why did Poole play? Marvin had some fire, but why did Poole play? Poole didn't. Poole was a bucket getter.
Yeah, he emerged. Got too big for his britches. The Warriors traded Monte. This is a great one from the 707. This is kind of what I mean. The Warriors traded Monte Ellis to give Steph the runway to be able to flourish. David Lee had to get
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Obligated to allow Draymond Green to flourish. You have to let talent flourish, especially given their ability and the team's lack of talent without them.
And J.K. told Slater, he doesn't feel like he's had the opportunity to flourish here.
And
if you agree with that or not.
I mean, maybe David Lee was more willing to allow Draymond Green to take his spot or to emerge than Draymond Green is to allow Kuminga to emerge. And I know the answer would be, well, he said he would go to the bench. Yeah, he did for 3 games or whatever. But it's, by the way, we have Keith Smith coming up in 20 minutes. He contributes to Spotrac, and you can see him on YouTube on the Front Office Show. And he is wonderful with the salary cap and free agency and who may go where and what team could possibly do what. But he'll give us, I think, a good timetable on where the Warriors are with Kuminga.
I got 9 million questions for you all, Stoney, but I'll start with this one, and I'm going to fire off two. As much as I thought I didn't want Horford, I thought it was a done deal. I know it's the 4th of July or the 3rd. What do you think's holding up that, if anything's holding it up? Because I'm looking at Ayton in L.A., and I'm thinking, okay, that's a spot you can't go to. Now I'm thinking to myself, are the Lakers still a player for Horford? Is there a way we couldn't get Horford here? And then about Kuminga, how long do you think this thing can go?
I think it can go for a while. I don't, like, if I'm just being objective right now, my question would be, I would look at it this way. Why would it end today? Now, it might. These things can happen, but If it hasn't happened by now, that means the Warriors either haven't offered Kuminga anything or he doesn't like what they offered. Okay. So now he's got to find somebody. And through 4 days of free agency, they haven't been able to come up with a sign and trade. And so I don't know what the next domino to fall is with Jonathan Kuminga. I just don't. I mean, maybe he just signs the qualifying offer for 1 year, comes back at $7.9 million and says, you know what? I'll be a free agent next year when more people have money. And here's the other thing. We talked all year about how nobody had money, and nobody really ever wanted to believe it. But nobody has money except the Brooklyn Nets. They don't want Kuminga, and there's no money out there for him.
But period. Even if they had the bread, I would just tell Kuminga, you're not worth 30.
Well, it's easy to say.
If that's what he's asking for.
If he's asking for that, then we know why maybe nothing's happened. Because he's asking for 30. I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know what he's been offered. I don't know if other teams have an interest or not. All we're relying on are reports and, some speculation.
If the Warriors miss out on Horford for some reason, and I'm asking you, Stani, you're telling me TJD would be the starting center for the Warriors going into this?
Or Post. Post started for him sometimes last year. He just did.
Yeah, QP3 told us he'll be in the lab trying to get stronger. But I say that to say, Stani, I'm talking about low post presence. But, man, you would be thin down there in regard to doing what I still think is part of the game, the old school center, things.
888-957-9570 is the number. Why haven't the Warriors been able to develop a player good enough to hand the reins to after Steph and Draymond are gone? Why do they only have young role players, and the one player who people think might be more than a role player is the player who apparently doesn't fit the system?
Damn, I hate that. I just hate that notion, Stani.
And here the Warriors are. If they're not the only team, they're one of two or three teams that hasn't done one thing in free agency but for to lose Kevon Looney. Is that a sign that this thing is not going down the road that the Warriors wanted? 888-957-9570. Keith Smith, salary cap expert. We've had him on before. He's full of great information, and he'll have some terrific insight on Kuminga. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment also sponsored by LifeSource Water Systems.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.